My name is King T'Challa, son of King T'Chaka. I am the sovereign ruler of the nation of Wakanda. And for the first time in our history, we will be sharing our knowledge and resources with the outside world. Wakanda will no longer watch from the shadows. We cannot. We must not. We will work to be an example of how we as brothers and sisters on this earth should treat each other. Now more than ever, the illusions of division threaten our very existence. We all know the truth. More connects us than separates us. But in times of crisis, the wise build bridges, while the foolish build barriers. We must find a way to look after one another as if we were one single tribe.
Well, hello and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to wish all of you peace, love, and happiness listening to the sound of my voice. And that, of course, Chad Boseman in his role as T'Challa in the Black Panther movie. And I wanted to do this as a little small tribute to the man that gave a face to probably one of the bigger superheroes in the Marvel superhero universe, in my opinion. And I'll explain why. But first of all, how's everybody doing? How's everybody week going? Are we all still remaining sane in this seemingly crazy, crazy world that keeps getting crazier by the day? But yeah, man, the news of Chadwick Boseman's death kind of hit me a little hard. It was really sad, because knowing that the man had been battling cancer. He got his diagnosis back in, 2016, I think? And he went on to give us these great movies. He went on to do not only the several movies from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He did 42. He did Marshall. And he was just awesome in James Brown's Get On Up. I mean, that was incredibly amazing. I mean, the man was just a talented actor, a talented man by, like, some of the speeches that he was given there was a college's graduation speech that he was giving. And he sounded a lot like that clip of T'Challa talking about building bridges instead of building barriers. And I mean, just an overall nice guy. And the reason why it affects me so much, because when Captain America Civil War came out was when we first saw Black Panther on the big screen. And one of my closest friends, who Black Panther was one of his favorite superheroes, he passed like right before that movie came out. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see I still have that picture up. That's actually my wedding photo, and the two guys on the left side of that photo, both of them have passed away. But Ricky Lanil Johnson was the guy who was very, very fond of Black Panther. He didn't get a chance to see the movie. So when I saw the movie for the first time, and the first time Black Panther showed up, they're pursuing, Bucky, the Winter Soldier, thinking that he committed, the bombing of the UN, so Captain America is trying to chase him down to save him. The authorities are trying to catch him to apprehend him. And then Black Panther shows up out of nowhere chasing after Bucky. I guess he's trying to kill him because they think that Bucky blew up his father. But every time I see that scene of him and he's kind of releasing his claws, man, that kind of does something to me. It gives me kind of tears in my eyes, because I know how much my friend, my brother, Ricky, would have enjoyed that scene in that movie. But we didn't know that he was battling cancer. So then he goes on and he does the Black Panther movie. Then he's in Infinity War. Then he's in Endgame. And then, like I said, like his other movies is 42, Marshall. And I believe he's got five Bad Bloods coming out or something. Something else should be coming out, I think, this year with him in it. And it really just goes to show, man, don't judge other people. Kindness and empathy is just the way, because you don't know what people are fighting. You don't know what they're battling against. One of the last times people saw him was on an Instagram Live where he was trying to bring attention to cancer awareness. He was starting a fund that was going to help. It was a charity that he was going to use to help fund cancer research. He was really big on visiting kids who were terminally ill because of cancer. And we didn't know any of this. We just thought he was just a stand-up guy, but it was something he was fighting with secretly, and nobody knew about it. None of his friends. He didn't let it out publicly. I don't even think Ryan Coogler, who is the director of Black Panther, even knew about it. I don't even think anybody at Marvel knew that he was battling with this. I mean, and I'm talking like he was going through chemo. He was having surgeries. I mean, just all of the things that normal people deal with. And then he was going out taking pictures with his arms crossed around his neck, talking about Wakanda forever. Like, and we just never knew. So, man, that's just the message for today, guys. Like, I'm just going to continue on with empathy. Because this whole not really caring what somebody else has to go through until it affects you, like, man, that's just crap. That's not the way that we're supposed to be living here. That seems to be how we are going, and it's kind of heartbreaking. And it was kind of heartbreaking the last time we saw him. He was on his Instagram Live, I was saying, trying to raise awareness for one of the charities that he was starting to fund cancer research. And on that live, he looked skinny. Some people thought it was he was training for a movie role. He lost a whole bunch of weight to get into a role. But other people were actually clowning him, likening his image to like being a crackhead or something like that. And he took that live down. I guess it was enough online bullying for him to remove that particular video. And then here he is, passes away from cancer. And that's why he was really skinny in that video. So, unfortunately, I hope everybody who was clowning him in that video feels really crappy about themselves. I'm sorry, because that you just never know. I don't mean to sound vindictive. But man, like, you just never know. One of the people I did see on the news, I guess he made a comment about how skinny Chadwick looked in that Instagram Live, and he actually came out and was really offered a heartfelt apology because he was making fun of him. He was like, I believe, one of his co-actors in this Five Bad Bloods movie that he's got coming out. So he was remorseful about saying whatever it was that he said. I personally did not see the video. I saw like replay, and I could see the comments of people that were kind of making fun of him in the video. Yeah, I thought it was disgusting. Even if he was not sick, even if he was just getting ready for a movie role, we've seen that before. We've seen it in Heath Ledger when he did his final role. We've seen it with Tom Hanks. We've seen it with Eddie Murphy. Like, we've seen it with people that go through these dramatic physical changes in order to fit into a movie role. But that should not give people license to, you know, talk about them as if they were, I don't know, just talk about them. Like, we just need to stop talking about people, period. Like that's just the thing, because we don't know what's going on with people. We think we might know. We see stuff on the surface and we draw conclusions, and we think because we have all this information at our fingertips that we know everything already, and we just kind of go with our feelings. And unfortunately, this one was just wrong. So Chadwick Boseman passed away, and if I'm not mistaken, he passed away the day after my birthday, which was August 28th. And really sad to hear, really unexpected, man, just out of the blue. I'm not gonna lie, when I started to get alerts for it, I was thinking like this was not true. Like this had to kind of like the same thing when I saw like when Kobe died and I started to see like alerts coming up. I was like, somebody's playing a horrible joke. Like, this isn't real. This can't be real life. But yeah, he passed away. So shout out to Chadwick Boseman. My condolences and prayers go out to his family and his loved ones. We really didn't know anything about the man. Like, I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he has a girlfriend. I'm assuming he has kids because they did say he leaves behind, like, a wife and kids. There was really not a lot known about this man. So, we got 21 bridges in 2019. We got Get On Up 2014. We've got 42 2013, where he played Jackie Robinson. And it is The Five Bloods that's getting ready to come out this year, on top of all the Marvel cinematic movies that he did. And he just knocked out performances in all of them. Like, I haven't seen a movie. I didn't see a movie where he made a bad performance. Like, he was just an incredible actor. He was the epitome of sharing his gift with the world and being, you know, being used up, being dried up by life. And that doesn't even sound right the way that I said it now that I said it out loud. But, you know, being used to the fullest in this life, because you don't know when your time is up. You don't know when your number is going to be called. He might have had a little bit more knowledge than most of us do. But for the most part, we don't know when we're going. We're supposed to share our gifts with the world. This is a perfect, perfect example of that. So thank you very much to Chadwick Boseman for giving us Black Panther and giving us the James Brown documentary and Marshall and 42 and everything else that he touched, all the people that he did not shy away from that was asking for autographs or pictures or just to chat, and all the kids that he spent time with who were terminal. It wouldn't take you long to do a search on when he was speaking on the two kids that he met, and those two kids were waiting for Black Panther to come out, and they were terminal with cancer, and they passed away right before the movie came out. And just, you know, just the emotion that he had for those two kids, and the emotion that he had for other people who were struggling with cancer. And, you know, so yeah. Thank you very much, Chadwick Boseman. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. And, man, I want to talk more about this empathy, man. Like, empathy is how we win. And right now, we're not winning. We're not winning on the level that we should be winning on. But I'll be right back, and we'll discuss more. Hey everybody, DeCourcy Williams here, and I have a quick question for you. Are you interested in wine? Do you enjoy drinking a glass every now and again? Have you ever gone to the grocery store and just been overwhelmed with the amount of selections that you can choose from? Well, I think I may have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Wine Ambassador. Wine Ambassador's vision is to become the number one wine club in the world through word of mouth marketing. If you click on the link in the show notes description, you'll be taken to an area where you can learn a little bit more about this amazing company. We have different ways that you can be a part of this company, and you can earn wine for free. And on top of that, you can earn a pretty sizable income as well. So if you're interested in turning your love of wine into a profitable business, you can contact me on Instagram under Corsi the Wine Lover. Or just send me a message here on the podcast. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you. Thank you very much. Well, hello and welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. And we're talking about, wow, I don't even really have a title. Let's call this a short tribute to Chadwick Boseman. I don't know why I keep calling him Chad Boseman. Like, I know him personally and I can call him that. But the way that the man carried himself, he made you feel like you knew him personally. He made you feel like the type of guy that you would sit around and talk. You could talk politics to without getting upset. You could talk religion to him without getting upset. Like, he seemed like the type of guy who had a cool, level head. He did his thing in private. He kept his life, his private life, away from the spotlight. And just a stand-up guy, man. And what I want to talk about today is, first of all, this whole culture of trying to tear somebody down, regardless of whatever could be wrong with them. Like, I'm reminded of these. It was these people who had disabilities, and some mothers were using their picture. And of course, it was a little social, so it was a social media video that they were using. But they were using these people's pictures to, like, scare their children or whatever, because their physical features were not what would be categorized as normal, quote unquote, which is just a horrible thing to do. But, like, these people got wind of what these folks were doing. And, you know, it just, like, hurt them dearly. Like you would use somebody's picture to scare your own child and film yourself doing it, thinking that it's funny, and put it on social media. And what you're using is another person who has feelings, another person who has hopes and dreams and goals and aspirations. Like why do we do this to each other? And that, unfortunately, is something that I don't have an answer for, except for what I think it could be is that particular person feels so crappy about themselves is that they have to use somebody else to gain some sort of clout or gain some kind of entertainment or some kind of laughter. Like, to me, that's the only reason that I would see that people would trash somebody else is because you think your life feels so crappy that you need to tear somebody else down in order to make yourself feel better. And it's not something that's going to stop. I mean, it's something we can talk about, but unfortunately, I think it's just kind of human nature. Like that's what people do. People do things in order to make themselves feel better. And one of those things, unfortunately, just happens to be making fun of other people. Like, I'm not going to lie, when I was younger, I did it. My friends did it. But you kind of grow out of that. But unfortunately, a lot of times, by the time people grow out of it, the damage has been done to somebody else. So that's an unfortunate thing. And one unfortunate thing is when Chadwick did his live on Instagram, he was trying to bring awareness to a charity that he was raising money for to help fund some cancer research. But people didn't want to focus on that. People wanted to focus on his physical appearance. They didn't focus on his message. They didn't focus on what he was doing. They didn't focus on the good that he was trying to bring to the world, even though undoubtedly he was probably in quite a bit of pain. Like, I've never been through chemotherapy, but from what I understand, it really hurts you. It takes your energy. It affects you mentally. It does all kinds of things that most of us that haven't gone through it don't understand. We don't recognize. We couldn't possibly know. So on top of having to deal with that, on top of trying to do his good work, like, he's got to deal with people, you know, shaming him for his physical appearance, which, number one, couldn't be helped because of the disease, because of the cancer, and because of the treatment. But man, okay, let's start off from the beginning. Let me go on a little thing here. So, us as human beings, we have a 1 in 42 trillion chance of being born a human. Like, you could have been a bug, you could have been a centipede, you could have been a bird, you could have been, like, a leopard, I don't know, just anything that you can think of. So, first of all, in the famous words of Gary Vee, you've already won the lottery by being born a human, right? Number two, several factors had to come into play in order for you, specifically, to be born. Like, your mother, and I hate to get so graphic, but there are certain things that had to happen in your mother's body for the egg to be just right. There are certain things that had to happen for your father to do what he had to do in order to make you, specifically you. Like your parents could have not finished, your father could have got up and gotten a drink of water. Like, he could have I don't know, done something else. Like, they could have waited 5 minutes to have sex and you wouldn't be here. It would be somebody else. So, like, you've won the lottery, right? Being born a human, we are living in the greatest time to be alive right now. The greatest time for prosperity. The greatest time to accumulate riches, if that's what you want. The greatest time to make memories and share times with your family and friends, if that's what you want to do. I mean, like, basically whatever it is that you want to do. The next thing, we're here in America. Now, America's not perfect. America's got some problems. But we all have certain freedoms. Now, some people have more freedoms than others, but that's for another podcast. I'm not going to talk about that right now. But it all depends on your grit, your willpower, your work ethic, that you can have whatever it is that you want. And some people choose to just use their talents to complain, to talk about others, to try and tear other people down. Like, we live in a country where this country was built on abundance. And that means that just because somebody else wins, that doesn't necessarily mean that you lose. Like, just because somebody else makes a lot of money, that doesn't mean that there's not money for you to make. So we've got all these factors that contribute into you being the special person that you are. And then people just kind of waste their time. They waste their gift and they waste their energy trying to take down somebody else. So what I offer today is for you to think about how you can flip that around. Anytime you think that you want to try to clown somebody else, you want to talk about somebody else, anytime that you want to get down on yourself, you want to say that you're working towards something and it's not happening fast enough, or it's not happening in the time frame that you want it to happen. Just start to allow other scenarios to come into your mind. Start to allow yourself to think about, like, hey, I don't have to be here. Like, I could have been born an animal, or I just could have not have been born at all. Like, something could have happened and my parents would have never gotten together and I wouldn't be here. I could have been born someplace else. Like, it could be that I'm not in America. I don't have any opportunities. There are some people that live, they have zero opportunities. They don't have like small things that we take for granted, like having internet. Like, one thing that's very eye-opening right now that I'm seeing with my son going into his school year, he's finished his first week of online learning, by the way. But one thing I'm noticing, that there are some kids who don't have like stuff that we take for granted every day. Like, some people's internet barely works. Some people don't have devices that they can get on to actually get their schoolwork. There are a couple of kids that have to use a family member's phone in order to join like the Google Classroom to be able to get their lesson. Like, so anytime that you want to get down on yourself or your situation, there is always somebody who's worse off than you. And there are some people that like have nothing. Like, there are things that you have that you've probably tossed away, that you don't use anymore, that might be old, that might be a total treasure for somebody else because they have nothing. So being able to put yourself into that mind frame of getting out of your funk by realizing that the things that you have, probably the things that you have thrown away and forgotten about, could be a treasure to somebody else. I offer that to you to try and help. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling depressed, like, use that as fuel to be like, wow, like, I do have a lot, or I have had a lot that I've thrown away. Anytime that you sit down and eat food at a dinner table, or just eat period, or you go out to eat, or you can go to Starbucks or whatever, like, there are some people that don't have access to that. And that's not something that they can even think about because they're just in survival mode, like, all the time. So when you come along and you got something that you want to get done and you think it's not happening fast enough, or you think that you don't have this, or you don't think that you're pretty enough for this, or you don't think that you are skinny enough to be able to do X, Y, and Z, man, forget all of that. Just remember that there are people that are struggling, and some of them are struggling in silence because they don't want to appear weak, or they don't want other people's sympathy or pity, or in some cases they don't want them to judge them. They don't want other people's judgment and ridicule. So whatever that you might be going through, I guarantee you there's somebody else out there that's going through something worse. And I know that may sound cliche, because I used to hear that when I was younger, because I used to get into these fits of depression and rage and anger and things like that. And I used to have people telling me the same thing. And when I was going through it, I didn't want to hear it. Like, I was like, I guess I was being selfish. I was like, I don't care about what anybody else is going through. I want to focus on what I'm going through, what I'm not getting, what I'm angry about, or what I'm depressed about. And sometimes you just gotta, shut up. Sometimes you just have to shut up and realize that the situation that you're going through is temporary. If you are able to wake up the next day and continue to go on, your situation is temporary. Chadwick Boseman, he's not coming back. He's not going to grace us on the big screen with a brand new movie, with the exception of the stuff that he's kind of gotten finished. And when something like this happens, like, it always puts me into this mood, this retrospective mood, where I think about the times that I've been the glass half empty. I've been upset or depressed or thinking that stuff is not happening in the time frame that I want it to happen in. And man, just the other day, like, it really hit me. Like, I go back to that. My wedding day, my wedding picture that I have as my Facebook profile, like, the two guys on the left, like, they're gone. Like, those are guys I grew up with, and they're gone. And whatever it is that I'm going through, like, I could be gone, but I'm not. Like, I'm still here. I'm still able to contribute, and I'm still able to impart knowledge to my children. Like, I'm still able to, you know, go out and get a steak dinner if I wanted to. So, I think it's about perspective. It's about looking at your situation and just, you know, just realizing that, man, whatever I'm going through, it could be a whole lot worse. Or the ultimate is, like, I could be just dead. I could just not be here. And kind of use that as fuel to kind of pick myself up and keep going. And keep trudging along. But, like, man, I know a lot of people don't want to hear about something that somebody else is going through, especially if it's not affecting you personally. So I get that part of it. But yeah, man, we just have to realize, like, that, I mean, this is it. This is the game that we are playing. Some people have certain things that others do not have. And the way that you are judged in this life, or the way that, not judged in this life, I shouldn't say that. The way that shows who you are as a person and your character is really determined by how you react. It has nothing really to do with the things that you have, the things that you don't have, the situations that you're in, or anything like that. It really just boils down to how you react to those things. And if when you look out at the landscape of your life and you don't see anything but despair and failed attempts and just total just darkness, then, man, you're setting yourself up for a miserable life. But if you can look at the landscape of your life and just see abundance and opportunity, no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what it is that you think that you are lacking, you still have the opportunity. The opportunity is there because you're still alive and you can still go at it. Now, if you want to waste your time and your talents, then that's on you. That's that nobody else can save you in that respect. But I mean, you're still here. If you're listening to this, you're still going. You still have the opportunity to make your next day your best day. And that's what it's about. And I'm not talking about by trying to tear somebody else down either. I'm talking about on your own, doing your own thing, you know. But yeah, that's what I have for you guys today. Just general, man, I don't even know what to call it. But shout out to Chadwick Boseman for just being the man that he was, man. I looked at him, and he was younger than I am. Like, I think he was 2 years younger than me. Like, man. And you know, that's something else that's this, on another note, that's something else that's kind of getting to me. Like, I'm starting to see people that are younger than me and they're passing away. Like, they're dying. Like, man, On top of the 180,000 people that have passed away from COVID-19, we've got people that are just natural causes who are like younger than I am. I'm wondering, like, did I reach some weird age milestone? And don't worry, like every year around my birthday time, like it kind of starts to feel like that. If you don't know, I celebrated my birthday on August the 27th. And then Chadwick passed on the 28th. And he was like, wow, like, what is life? What is life? The answer to that is life is sharing your gifts and your talents with the world and leaving a legacy. How about that? So I thank you very much, guys, for listening to me. Don't forget to share this podcast out. This is, like I said, a small tribute to Chadwick Boseman. And just, you know, just people that we've lost in general, people whose light has been snuffed out. And just kind of giving encouragement to people who are still here, who can still make a difference, who can still make a change. But it's really just up to you. It's up to your perspective. And unfortunately, nobody else can do that for you. Nobody else can change that if you've got a negative perspective except for you. So thank you guys very much. Don't forget to join me on my various forms of social media on Instagram at Corsi the Wine Lover. Like I said, on Facebook, just look for DeCourcy Williams. You can see the picture. Like, one of these days I'm going to take that picture down, but man, like, it's been up for years as my Facebook picture. I just can't see myself removing it because those two guys on the left, they're no longer with us, and they were my brothers, Fletcher Ford and Ricky Lanille Johnson. So you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Don't forget, make sure that you are registered to vote. Get out there and vote. And then it's not even vote for Biden. Like, whoever you vote for, just make sure you get out and vote. Make sure your voice is heard. Like, that's the important thing. And you know, don't fall for the attempted division. Go back to the beginning of this podcast and listen to that little clip from T'Challa and Black Panther. There's more that connects us than divides us. So I thank you guys very much. I will talk to you in the next one.